Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Perfect Protection. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Brother Kenneth Hagin, my father in the faith, that was one of his favorite sayings. Nearly every time he'd get in an airplane to go somewhere, he'd say, "Let's go to the other side, boys." What does that mean? Well, if you make it to the other side, you didn't crash halfway. Jesus didn't say, "Go halfway and sink." What did he say? "Let's go over to the other side of the lake." And they launched forth. And as they sailed, he fell asleep. Isn't that our text? What does our text say? You know, when you're right with God and you have faith and you're free from fear, you can sleep anywhere. If you can't, you need to get delivered. You got to have everything perfect, and it's got to be so-so, and you can't rest here and you can't rest there till you get to your one only spot. You need to be delivered. Because you got some fears and stuff in you. You'll be able to sleep in the back seat, on the boat, on the plane, in the chair, on the apple cart, on the floor. Huh? Some folk didn't like it, but I said it for your benefit. For yours. Get free. Now, what if you say for 20 years, "I just can't rest on a plane. I just can't rest till I get back to the house and get in my own bed. And I can't rest other places like that. I don't know. I guess I'm just different." No, your mouth is messed up. You could be resting. You could be enjoying things instead of being tense all the time. Are you safe or not?
Yes.
Do we have protection or not?
Yes.
Only at home in the bedroom?
No.
Or everywhere we go?
Everywhere.
So as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water. How many know when the boat is filled with water? Not good.
No.
Not good. And what they were... Didn't you say it looked bad when the Bible says you're in jeopardy? You're in jeopardy. You are not in a good way. What does jeopardy mean? They were in danger. They were in peril. Isn't that what we're talking about? Here we got a perfect example. What did Jesus do when he and his bunch were in danger? A storm came up. And this storm was dangerous. This storm was the kind of storm people die in. And already the boat's full of water and they're not there. They're not close to the other side. But what did Jesus say? "Let's go over." Not go. He didn't say go halfway and sink. What did he say? "Let's go over to the other side." That means make it all the way. Make it all the way. Verse 23, they were in jeopardy. They were in danger and they came to him and they woke him up. And they said, "Master, Master, we're perishing. We're sinking. We're drowning." Were they in danger?
Yes.
Bible says they were. And what'd he do? He said, "Pray, boys, pray. Pray. Oh, God, don't let us die out here. Please, God, please. We hadn't finished our mission. Please, Father. Please, God, boys, pray." What did I say? Pray. And they're all begging, "Oh, please, God, please, don't let us die out here."
No.
Isn't this what religion has taught millions of believers to do?
Yes.
I tell you, religion has taught people to be beggars. Not the Bible. The Bible teaches you to be a believer. Believers are not beggars. What did he do? What did he do? What do you do? Here's danger. It's swooping in on you. It's there. It looks like you could die any moment. What do you do? God's my God. He protects me. His power's around me. His angels are around me. Now, if he warned you not to go, it's time to do some serious repenting. Right? I want you to see a big difference in these two things here. What did he do? We know the rest of the story. He spoke, didn't he? He rebuked the wind. Now, if the Father had been doing this storm, he would not have rebuked it. So obviously, it wasn't the Father in this storm. He rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and it ceased, and there was a calm, and he said to them, I'm sure glad you woke me up in time. Huh? Because, you know, I'm the only one on this boat that could have done that. If you hadn't woke me up. No, what did he say? What did he say? Why would he say that to them? If they were powerless in the situation, why would you say that? How many remember when Jesus spoke to the fig tree? Cursed it. And they remarked about it. What did he say to them? He said, if you'd have faith and not doubt, you would not only do this, which is done to the fig tree, but if you said to this mountain, be removed. Didn't doubt in your heart, but believe, it would obey you. Could they have done this? Absolutely. He's asking them why they didn't. That's what he's asking them. Where is, you just saw my faith, he's saying. Where is yours? Why didn't you do this? Do you understand? They didn't even have to wake him up. Religion has not taught us this. But he's teaching, he said, where is your faith? Why are you shaking and scared? Why didn't you take care of this already? And they being afraid, so since he says, where's your faith, they are more afraid now. What manner of man is this? Notice it didn't say God. What manner of what?
Man.
He's operating as a man.
Yes, sir.
He commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him. Verse 26. What happened? And they arrived, just like he said. Just like he said. Now, I want to remind you of what we studied last week or so. A similar situation. Paul and a storm in a boat. You remember that?
Yes, sir.
They did not make it with the boat to their destination. Did they? They lost the boat. They lost all the tackling and cargo of the ship. It was an ordeal. A harrowing ordeal. You know, Paul talks about, he said, I was in perils in this and perils in that. And he mentioned, he said, a night and a day I was in the deep. What does that mean? Out in the open ocean. Just floating. And the whole bunch of them, the crew and all the prisoners and all the passengers were out there holding on to planks. Holding on to something to float. It was an arduous ordeal. It was harrowing. Not like this. Not like this at all. Jesus stands up and speaks. And it stops. And they sail on over. They were saved, but so to speak, by the skin of their teeth. They arrived in authority. Peace and smooth sailing. I mean, the thing just stuck. It's like somebody just pulled the plug on the storm. It just quit. What was the difference? Jesus told them to go. Are you with me on this? He told them to go. The Lord warned Paul for them not to go. Oh, do you see that? And he told them we don't need to go. But they wouldn't listen. Friend, get the difference here. There was protection on both ones. Their lives were spared. Thank God. One was deliverance through. The other one was deliverance from. Deliverance out of the jaws of the storm and direction or deliverance from it. Didn't even get in the sea. I like deliverance from. How about you? Deliverance from. In order to get deliverance from, you got to be led by the Spirit. You got to heed the warnings of the Lord and pay attention when He tells you. Now, if He tells you to do something, that doesn't mean that you're never going to have any challenges. Right in the middle of them obeying the Lord, Him telling them to go over, they're getting one of the biggest storms they've ever been in. The enemy will try to hinder you. But when you're doing what He told you to do, there is grace, and you got every right to stand up in the middle of it and use your authority in the name of Jesus, and it has to stop and it has to back off, and you're delivered from it. From it. Glory to God. Now, if you don't listen, you ignore the warning, you push on through, people die because of being foolish. Yes. People don't get protected. They miss it. But, you know, and you look at this situation, Paul was not in control of this, was he? Wasn't his boat. He wasn't in charge of the military guys there. He wasn't in charge of the sailor guys there. He tried to talk to them. They wouldn't listen. Well, God knows that. And while he was praying, he said, God, you know, the Bible said he did a lot of praying down the bottom of that boat about this deal. And he said, Lord, would you give me the rest of these guys too? I know they didn't listen to us, but I'm trusting you to save me. Would you give me the rest of the guys with us? And the angel came and he said, the Lord has heard you and you're not going to die out here, but also everybody's with you. He's given to you. And every one of them made it out alive. That's the mercy of God. That's the protection of God. But they went through some stuff because they didn't listen. Do you see that? There's protection, and then there's protection. There's protection out of the midst of it, and it's tough, but you made it through. But then there's protection from the whole thing. You just missed the whole thing. Glory to God. Glory to God. Is God in the protecting business? You believe it? Stand on your feet, please.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, We Have Authority, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1204K. That's R-1204K, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Keith and Phyllis Moore and Faith Life Church of Branson invite you to join us as we welcome Jerry Savelle on Friday evening, May 4th. His mission is to attract the lost to a loving, faithful God, and to teach them the uncompromising word of faith. Service starts at 7:30 p.m., and children's ministry will be provided. For more information, please visit our website, flcbranson.org, or call 417-334-9233.